This is KXOK News. Stephen B. Stevens with the 1155 report. Temperature in Radio Park 37 degrees. Light rain, some snow tomorrow. I'll have the complete revised forecast following this news. St. Louis County Supervisor Lawrence Roos says today he will recommend to the county council purchase of Weiss Airport. This comes as Fenton City Attorney George Murray repeats the city of Fenton's opposition to the purchase. He said the city cannot afford the loss of the industrial acreage from its tax base. A head-on collision injured five persons today at the intersection of Illinois Route 203 and Bend Road, south of Madison, Illinois. 69-year-old Lance Singleton of East St. Louis and his wife, Minnie, are in fair condition. Three others are less seriously hurt. Centerville, Illinois police are seeking 23-year-old John Joliffe of Centerville tonight in connection with the fatal stabbing. A warrant for assault with a deadly weapon has been issued against Joliffe. The victim, 21-year-old Robert Browning of Cahokia, died in Centerville Township Hospital several hours after the stabbing during a tavern argument. The White House Conference on Education is urging establishment of at least two more vocational high schools in the St. Louis area. Police are looking for a slovenly-mannered gunman who took an undetermined amount of money and a holdup at the IGA store at 7090 Lansdowne in St. Louis tonight. He was unshaven and weighed about 250 pounds. There was a holdup at the Kroger store, 7270 Southwest in Maplewood tonight. A gunman got about $100 there. A Mississippi NAACP leader has charged that the FBI in southern states is generally not in sympathy with civil rights. FBI Chief J. Edgar Hoover is calling Martin Luther King the most notorious liar in the country. Hoover referred to King's claim that Georgia FBI agents would take no action in civil rights complaints because they are Southerners. Hoover says more of them are Northerners. Rome is a ghost town today in a protest over high taxes. KXOK's Michael Wilson has that story direct from Rome.
Romans went without their morning coffee and rolls, and even lunch, when all bars, restaurants, and shops closed down for the day, protesting high taxes. Bar owners claimed there were 28 separate and distinct taxes on an 8-cent cup of espresso coffee. There was only one place in this eternal city where coffee was served as usual. That was in St. Peter's, where the 2,200 council fathers are in the last meetings of this third session. These coffee bars opened at 11 as usual. Department stores and supermarkets violated the strike rule, but Rome was almost empty of traffic with stores closed. This is Michael Wilson in Rome.
From KXOK's Weather Service, here's the revised forecast. Occasional rain tomorrow, at times mixed with light sleet or snow, the low in the morning 34, and the high tomorrow 38. Now in Radio Park, it's 37 degrees. The skies are cloudy. That's the news. Stephen B. Stevens reporting for KXOK, St. Louis, Missouri. It's 12 midnight in St. Louis.